Let's go back to the West Coast and hop on board with another one of our Patriots Friday regulars. Logan Mankins is on the lines. Hey, Logan, how you doing?
Hey, Dale, Michael, how's it going?
Logan, what's happening? How's it being back home, kind of?
Oh, it's nice. We're having a good time. Everything's going good.
Have you had a chance to visit with any of your family the way Teddy's done, or are they too far away from where you are?
No, actually, Monday, when we got done with practice, I drove up to my parents' house and stayed the night there, went and seen my grandparents. So it was nice being out here.
And Logan, tell us the story. I'm sure you've told it many times, but not to us. I hear so many accounts of how you grew up and you were dealing with cattle. I mean, exactly what were you doing? I mean, what did you do in outside of Fresno, correct?
Yeah, outside of Fresno.
When
yeah.
you grew up, tell us about it. Were you a farmhand? What happened? Give us the specifics.
Well, my family, they have a cattle ranch. They raise beef cattle that people eat, so it goes to produce steaks and hamburger and stuff like that. But we raise them. We have the mother cows, and then we just raise them from when they're babies till they're it's time to butcher them, and then we sell them to people that butcher them. So we did everything from feeding them to branding them, doing all the stuff that you do with cows.
Did you ever have to wrestle them?
Oh yeah, because the day you're branding them, you got to rope them and hold them down. They just don't let you go up and do it to them. So,
so
would you let me just walk up and poke you with a hot iron, or would I have to rip you down?
So how old were you?
Wrestle him down and anesthetize him.
Yeah, right. So how old were you when you first started? You started 8 years old or something?
Oh yeah, yeah. From as far back as I could remember, when I was little, I always would have to wrestle the little ones. But as I got older, I was the one that always had to get the biggest one. So considering I was bigger than most of the guys,
a little better than lifting weights, huh, Logan?
Oh yeah, it's a good workout.
See, now I had read somewhere that you were a pretty proficient rodeo skills guy, weren't you?
Yeah, I was pretty good at roping, team roping. I'm pretty good with a rope, so we did that from as far back as I can remember too. My dad would always take me to competitions.
People may not believe this, but there are actually places in this country where collegiately you can compete rodeo skills, can't you?
Oh yeah, some of the schools out here on the West Coast and in Texas and Oklahoma, it's a big deal. They have people get scholarships to go there and rodeo, so it's a big deal across in the western part of the western country.
Is there any transference from roping to being an offensive lineman? Are there any skills you do in your job now that you learned when you were 8 years old?
No. And now it's just being big and strong, and roping is just a lot of hand and eye coordination.
You mean you can't just rope Luis Castillo, and that'll
well,
make
I
you?
Could. I could rope him, but they'd probably throw a flag on me.
Yeah, if you could use a rope, it might actually help some.
Yeah.
How did you think the offensive line as a group performed last weekend? The win in San Francisco.
I thought we did pretty good. We did really well in the running game. We played physical, and we made sure we didn't have any mental assignments, and we were finishing a lot of blocks. In the passing game, we did good for the most part, but we still gave up too many sacks and a couple too many pressures. But I think we're getting that worked out, and as long as we run the ball like we did against the Niners, we're going to have a lot of success.
You know, a lot of people in Boston probably don't get a chance to see Patrick Willis on a regular basis. He really is a beast. I felt like you guys neutralized him. You feel the same way?
Yeah, you know, he is a good player. He has a great future, and he makes, if you don't block him, he'll make every tackle. But we did a good job of getting on him and staying on him, not just letting him bounce off of us and run and make the tackle. We were finishing blocks on him, and that's how we held him to not that many tackles, because if you don't block the guy, he'll make every single tackle out there.
I asked you last week about, or a couple of weeks ago, about different backs, and if you noticed the difference, if Lamont Jordan is back there or Lawrence Maroney, you said it doesn't make a difference. You just go and block. But in terms of the quarterback, Matt Cassel, you know, you guys, he took 5 sacks last week. That's not all on you. Some of those are on him. Is there a learning process of getting used to his delivery and knowing when he's going to get rid of the ball?
Not so much, but it is different for blocking for Matt. Tom, you always know he's going to be standing there, maybe stepping to the right, stepping to the left a little bit. As with Matt, he has more mobility than Tom, so he could be running out of there and you don't know, and your guy's going to change direction on you. And it's just it takes a little time for Matt to get the pocket presence that Tom had, but Tom had a lot more experience than Matt does, and it's, with time, Matt will just get better and better at that.
You know, I was saying to Dale, excuse me, Dale, I just jumped over you. I was saying earlier, the strange thing is Matt Cassel is in his mid-20s, yet he's got the least amount of experience of any quarterback in the NFL because all of those guys, for the most part, all of them played in college except for him.
Yeah, that's true. He this is his 4th year, and he had little to none experience. And I think he's doing a great job for as little as he's ever played in the last, 9 years, and he's doing a good job. And, hey, he's 3-1 as our quarterback, and as long as he keeps getting W's, we're riding with him.
Logan, as we look at the San Diego defense on paper, it looks like a totally different group. I mean, they're statistically at least one of the worst defenses in the AFC right now. When you look at them on film, do they look totally different to you than the team that you've played here as recently as the playoffs last year?
No, not so much. They still have a ton of good players, and they're just not getting they only gave up 17 points last week, so that's not too bad. But they're a dangerous defense still. They still got good pass rushers, and they got big guys in the middle. And any given weekend, they're going to put a hurting on you, and they just haven't it hasn't all came together for them yet. And this could be the week. Hopefully not. Hopefully it comes together for us, and we put it on them. And you just never know.
You guys have been playing without your star player here really since the first 7 minutes of the season. When you look at that San Diego defense without Sean Merriman, does that look like a big hole in the middle of that defense for you?
No, I don't see the hole. 94, Tucker, he's filled in. He's a good player, too. And a lot of times with Sean, it was scheme matchups where they would get him loose and he would make a lot of sacks that way. And I think 94 filled in good and 92 filled in really well for Merriman. They're very good players, too. They got a lot of the same skills that Merriman had, fast, can rush, and they're still playing good. I don't know if they miss him as much as a lot of people think they do.
What was it like matching up against him? I mean, you've played against him a number of times, and you guys have seen them in the playoffs the last 2 years. What are some of the challenges of facing a Merriman?
A Merriman?
Yeah.
Well, he's got speed. He knows what he wants to do. And he's always coming off the edge 100 miles an hour. And he's got a lot of strength for a guy his size and a lot of speed for someone that's 265, 270 pounds. So he's good at that. He can bend really well. And he's a relentless guy. He plays with a high motor, and he's always coming, and he never stops. So I think that was his best attribute is he never stops. When you think you got him, he'll break free and get away and go make the tackle. So that's the best thing that he does is he's always going 100 miles an hour.
You know, I was thinking about this, Logan. If you're a linebacker, especially in San Diego's scheme where they just want to pressure the quarterback, you have sacks as your scorecard. And defensive ends, they have sacks as their scorecards.
Yeah.
Offensive linemen, it's more of an internal props kind of thing from your offensive line coach. Hey, look, you graded out well or you got a pancake here. Do you guys keep unofficial stats of holding a guy like Sean Merriman sackless? I mean, is that something that you guys keep track of? Because you guys really have done a good job against Merriman. I don't think he has many sacks against the Patriots, if any.
No, I know he has a few, I think, but we've played him quite a few times the last couple of years. So he's gotten a couple, but guys like that, you know, eventually they're gonna get the best of you every now and then. But when we go against good players that are good players around the league, we always, if a guy holds him down the whole game, like if Matt didn't give up a sack to Sean the whole game, we would be like, man, Matt, that's a good job. You really did good this week. And it's not a, I don't think we keep it down on paper anywhere, but the guys in the room, we know when a guy really plays well against a good player.
You said you pat him on the back and say, "Hey, Matt, I'll rope a cow for you one day or something."
Yeah.
Or name a cow for you someday.
Good job, Matt. You can buy us dinner tonight.
That works too, actually. Now that the week is almost over, this you know, spend the time on the West Coast thing that was kind of an experiment here. How do you think it went overall?
I think it's gone so good so far. We're 1-0 out here, so I don't know. We'll find out this weekend if it was worth it. I think it's been worth it so far. We didn't have to travel and lose sleep and time doing that. We got to stay here and get right into it. And I know our bodies feel better because we got to stay here and got a lot of rest. So if we win again, it'll definitely be worth it. And, well, whenever you win, it makes everything worth it. So.
If you win, you'll get to do it again. If you lose, don't ever think that it's ever going to happen again, I guess.
Yeah, no shame.
Logan, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck this weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Okay, Logan.
We'll see you.
Hey, Logan.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Hey, nice call in last week harassing Matt Light. I heard that. That was hilarious.
I know. I called in and I didn't have anything planned. I should have went with a crazy question, but maybe next time I'll get him on a crazy one.
And he said to you, I think Logan, the caller Logan, needs to worry about doing his own job.
I know. He had a great response. He always does.
All right, Logan. Take care.
All right, guys. Bye.
All right, man.
Logan Mankins joining us from California.